Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast from yours truly. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. If you need help, please consider contacting Sarah. She can give you help. The first hour is for free, I think, if you want to have a chat with her to see if she can help you in your life. But I'm going to talk about someone else who really wants to help you. And that guy is Mr. Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. Because as you know, Dr. Gates, oh no, that's right, he's not a doctor. So why does anyone listen to what he has to say? Oh yeah, because he's so wealthy and he's an arch globalist and maybe more than that, I suspect. But anyway, I wanted to play this little 30-second clip of Bill at the recent Davos summit, and he had some things to say, and he's really super duper excited. Listen to Bill.
We'll have new vaccines. We'll have a TB vaccine, malaria vaccine, HIV vaccine. And even the things like COVID vaccines, we need to make them have longer duration, more coverage. And we're going to change, instead of using a needle, to use a little patch. So the pandemic really highlighted that we've been underinvested in those innovations.
Wow. Thanks, Bill. That makes me feel so good. Are you stoked about that? We're not going to use needles anymore to get vaccines into people. We're going to have little patches. The little patches will vaccinate you. It'll be lovely. You won't get a nasty needle, a hurty needle. No, some people have, you know, fear of needles, but no one's had a fear of a patch yet. And also, did you hear him say that even though, as he says in that there, you know, he admits that the mRNA COVID jab doesn't block you from getting infected. Well, of course it doesn't, Bill, because there's nothing to infect you. But anyway, leaving that technicality aside, he's stoked about the fact that we're going to get these mRNA jabs for cancer. Measles? Yeah, it's been in the news a lot, hasn't it? TB, tuberculosis, HIV, and even animal vaccines. We're moving to a platform, according to Professor Dr. Bill Gates, where mRNA tech is going to be the holy grail, because it's proven to be such an incredible success over COVID, Bill? Don't think so, Bill, because it's done nothing that you ever claimed. But that means what? That that's a platform for you to build upon. How do you build on a platform of mediocrity and utter failure? How do you do that? Well, of course, he doesn't care about those things. He's not remotely bothered. Plus, this is, of course, the guy, the arch depopulator, who would be pretty excited if we could, you know, cull a few billion from the world's population. So I suppose Bill's not worried about whether or not the jabs actually do a job, or at least the theoretical job that they're advertised to be doing. But yeah, he thinks that mRNA, which to me seems to be an entirely inappropriate platform to develop any future form of medication, that's going to be his preferred one. And not just for humanity. No, there's the animal kingdom as well. Oh, yeah, your dog has to get his jab or your cat has to get his jab. We've got to make sure it's the right kind of jab now, don't we? So, I mean, are they going to try and genetically modify everything in this planet? It sounds to me a bit like that. And as for, you know, again, I mean, we can argue about whether or not, you know, COVID exists. As you know, I believe that it doesn't. But, you know, things like measles, why would they be wanting to give you an mRNA jab for measles? I mean, again, we know with the nanoparticles and all this kind of stuff that they use as delivery mechanisms and spike proteins and all of that within COVID jabs, we've seen the problems that that constitutes to the human system. So I'm thinking, so why on earth would you want to then use that as the platform to treat these other conditions? And by the way, you know, I mean, I see HIV is something else they're planning and an mRNA jab for. So, I mean, you can see what's happening here. People like Gates, or these are the salespeople for it. They're trying to just sit there and reasonably tell you, look, we know we did a decent job over COVID, but we can do a better job in the future. So we're looking at the delivery mechanisms. We'll move it from needles to potentially just a patch. And we're looking at different types of treatment. So not just COVID. No, it could be for cancer as well and measles. That's why there's a certain story concerning cancer that's in the news these last 4 months that does bother me, because I do wonder, is that them just tipping the scales a wee bit and getting lots of interest in things like cancer, just as they're developing a cancer jab. And if you believe in coincidence, I've got a bridge in the desert I want to sell you, you know. So there are no such thing as coincidences. These people are pretty clear to me. They're hell-bent, and that might be the most appropriate word I can choose. They are hell-bent to develop a whole spectrum of mRNA jabs for everything. I'm sure there'll be a common cold one eventually as well. All you have to do is, well, not even roll up your sleeve anymore. We'll just put this little patch on your arm. Maybe we'll give it you via an aerosol up your nose or up some other orifice. Maybe we'll do that. Who can say? Either which way, these monsters, they're not ashamed of what they've done with the COVID jabs, you know, the mRNA attack, COVID jabs. They're not ashamed of that. They're excited about that. And they see that as the future, whereby I guess they're going to have all of the human world and the animal kingdom jabbed to the gills with whatever monstrosity and whatever concoction they can come up with. But again, Professor Dr. Bill Gates spelling out his nightmare dystopian future.